What did I miss? Just the singing. Oh, you were asking for a clap. Hey, what happens at Men's stays at Men's. You don't display it here in public, okay? Can I show the two of you? Or one of you? Okay, well, you're actually supposed to sit with your families today. It's a good thing. But I'm glad you're here because I want to show you one of my favorite possessions. This pen. Yeah, a pen. Can you believe it? Can you imagine for somebody who never liked school that this is one of my prized possessions? I love my wife. I love my kids. I love the Stormers. And I love this pen. Okay, now, this pen was given to me by a guy who could no longer write. And I visited him one day, and he saw me taking out a fountain pen, making notes. And he said to me, "Do you like fountain pens?" And I said, "Oh, I love them." So he got up. It took him forever to get to his room and come back. But when he came back, he gave me this pen. Now, this pen is a Waterman pen. It's not, Claude, I know it's not as nice as the Mont Blanc, but mine is made in France. It is, I wish you could see, it's the highest quality. Even the nip has got hand engraving on top of it. It's got like a logo. Here on the side, I don't know, maybe your eyes are better than mine, but you'll see here on the side, now, for instance, do you see there? Waterman. It's engraved there. This thing gets tested before it gets sold. It gets tested by a Waterman expert. It's not somebody who just sits there in a factory line. This thing is hand-manufactured, handcrafted, and I absolutely love writing with this thing. Okay? This is awesome. The nip is manufactured in such a way that it makes writing pleasant, and I've got big hands, and so this thing just sits perfectly. I write with it every single day. Man, it makes me so happy. But what do you think, Liam, would Mr. Waterman have thought if I bought this pen to clean my ears? Because, see, I've got very big ears as well. You know, it's like big hands, big ears. Yeah, I'm like they say in the Cape Flats, I'm Daedalic. And this thing fits in perfectly. And you know how much... is that what an earbud is for?
Yes.
But what would Mr. Waterman do if he sees this? Other than get sick. What would he say? Could you hear what he said? He said, "You don't deserve that pen. You don't know how to take care of it. You don't know what it's for, eh?" Yeah, because you don't use a silver nib with engraving to clean your ears. Now, I never use this side because it will lead to black ink in my ears, but this side works well. This is quite amazing. Yeah, it's gross, eh? But Mr. Waterman would say to all of us, "Listen, yeah, you idiot." That's what he would say. Or you idiotess, if he wants to be gender inclusive. You say a word like idiotess. Is it gender neutral? Idiot. That's what he would say. Because it's not the purpose that it was made for. This was made to be a fine instrument of writing that makes you look for excuses to write because it writes. That's how nice it writes. I make notes of stuff I don't know or need just so that I can write with this pen. It is joyous every time I write with this pen. And Mr. Waterman would say, that is what this pen was made for. Just like a little girl called Esther. Now, for those of you who don't know her story, she grew up, her parents died, so her uncle raised her. And you know what you should do, né? You should get your parents to tell you how she ended up in the palace. But she was a beautiful girl. She was really, really beautiful. And she ended up becoming the queen of Persia. Long story. But she's the queen of Persia. And then her uncle found out that somebody wants to kill all the Jews. Not some, one or two, all of them. They want to kill all of them. And the only one who could stop it was the king. And she was the closest to the king. But those days, you couldn't just walk up to the king and say, hey, Mr. King, or husband, or Liffy, or whatever they call one another. I don't want to know what your parents call, what their nicknames are for one another. But I call my wife Liffy. She couldn't go up to him and say to him, Liffy, please stop this thing. She had to, it was dangerous for her. So she said to her uncle, Wim, I can kop verloor hier. I can lose my head here if I do this. And then he said the following words to her. This comes from Esther 4, just two verses, which is going to appear there. He sent back an answer, this answer. Do not think that because you are in the king's house, that you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows, but you have come to royal position for a time such as this. Profound, profound verses. But if you think about it, what her uncle says to her is very much like, you're like a pen, like this pen. Yes. Yeah, he goes like, how do you make that jump? I'll explain to you. This pen was designed for a purpose. What's the purpose of this pen?
For writing.
For writing. Yes, cleaning your ears. It's not part of it. No.
Yeah.
Yes, you shouldn't pick it. He's got very good hygienic advice. Shouldn't clean, pick your nose with this thing as well. I have to be honest with you, I haven't tried that yet. But you've sowed a seed. I can try. Yes, that's what friends are for. Okay, so here's the thing, okay? This thing is designed for a purpose. And her uncle says to her, listen, yeah, you're the queen of Persia, but for a reason. Like the pen. You were there for a reason. So, Esther, this pen, and all of us, all of you, were designed by God. God stood back at the beginning of history, before there was an earth, nothing was there. He looked back and he thought to himself, you know what, in humanity's history, that must happen. Just how am I going to make that happen? I need somebody who can do something very specific. And then he designed you. And you. Me. I know me too. I know sometimes people are surprised by that. But he designed you as well. For that purpose. And this is the truth that we learn from Esther. We are all designed and we are all placed. Nothing about you is an accident. You know where you should be today?
At home?
No, you should be in Bloemfontein. You should be in Bloemfontein. I know. Yeah, he says, but that's where I am. Do you know what gender you should be today? A boy. Handsome. Clever. Strong. Everything about you was by design. Even if you've got no hair, it's by design. Okay, everything about you was by design, and you were placed here for a time such as this. There's nothing about you that's an accident. And I need you to hear it. I need you to hear it. But I need you guys also to hear it. That you are designed
by God
and placed here. By whom? By God. Yes. We are here, designed and placed by Him, by God, for this time. I'm just going to share something with the adults quickly. About 3 weeks ago, there was something that for decades that I wanted to change in my life that I wish would have been different. And I've prayed about it for literally, I kid you not, for decades. And 3 weeks ago, I was sitting in a meeting with somebody, and the person asked me questions, and I could just connect dots and do something in that moment. And the person looked at me and said, but how the hell do you do that? And I said, well, I don't know. And I went home and I actually thought about it. And it was a revelation to me. When, for the first time, I looked at my life from a step back, and I realized that the where I grew up, who my parents were, what had happened to me, how I grew up, and the issues that it caused me was something that was used in that moment for the glory of God. And 3 weeks ago, for the first time in literally decades, I could sit back and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For something that I thought was wrong with me, something that I'd been crying out for, praying my best prayers for God to change. And sitting in the moment and realizing, whoa, no. It's by design. It's by design, and you were placed here. And this is what you and I need to hear. But what we're going to do this morning is for communion. We're going to trust God that those two words drop in each one of our hearts.